Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Luke chapter 14, verse 15. Now, when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." Then he said to him, "A certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent his servants at supper time to say to those who were invited, 'Come, for all things are now ready.' But they with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a piece of ground. I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm going to test them. I ask you to have me excused.' Still another said, 'I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to the servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind.' And the servant said, 'Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room.' Then the master said to the servant, 'Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper.'" May the Lord add his blessing, his anointing, his light to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
So our text is a parable that Jesus Christ gave. And generally, this parable is about Israel's refusal of the kingdom and then God turning to the Gentiles to receive the kingdom. It also stands for preaching the gospel to the lost people. But beyond this understanding, God wants to teach us certain things that will help us to enjoy his kingdom life now. So the supper or the party that the master laid, the master is God, the supper or the party is talking about the kingdom life. He wants all mankind to enjoy kingdom life now for the future. What we do about the kingdom is to taste it now. So he said that none of the people who were invited shall taste my supper. Tasting is an activity that comes before eating. It's like a foretaste of what is to come. So God says that I want you to enjoy my kingdom as a foretaste now, because God doesn't like surprises. If you have watched him, he doesn't like to surprise us. He likes to give us information ahead of time so that we can even know what he's going to do before he actually does it. Actually, anytime God wants to do something, he will tell you. He will give you a glimpse. He will let you spy the promised land, and you'll bring fruit of it so that you enjoy it for the future or for the real eating. So this parable is about enjoying kingdom life now, and we can see that there were four people, categories of people in four places who enjoy the kingdom life. The street people, the lane people. Now we want to look at the highway people. So we want to look at the kingdom lifestyle that we describe in the parable as the highway lifestyle. When you live in the highway, then you can enjoy heaven on earth within and without in this world. So the third group of people who enjoy kingdom system are those who dwell in the highways. The highway is a very big street on which are many traffic. That is the feature of a highway. You can have a highway where 10 cars are moving in one direction and 10 are also moving in the opposite direction. But there are very big, big, big highways elsewhere in the world. But ours is still a highway.
Oh, yeah, highway.
Hallelujah. So the highway has a lot of traffic. And there is a lot of speed on it. If you live in the highway, then you must be somebody who gets used to speed and traffic and pressure and all that.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Now, highways are also very risky places. Because apart from the busy and fast nature of activities there, there are thieves and robbers on highways. Some of them, they use the fastest cars that you can ever find on earth. Sometimes they are in the bushes lurking around just to waylay travelers on the highway. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So when we talk about the kingdom lifestyle of the highway, we are talking about those who can handle pressure and people who can cope with risk. Pressure. Can we say pressure?
Pressure.
And then risk.
And a risk.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, that is something that we need to build into our lives. If you want to live a life that is pressure-free, you want to live a life that is risk-free, then you cannot be invited, you cannot enjoy kingdom life of tasting heaven on this earth in all aspects of your life, within and without now. Of course, too much pressure is not good. But you need some amount of pressure to bring out the best in you.
Yes.
Sometimes if your life is too dull, sometimes God orchestrates his own pressure to come to bear on you.
Pressure.
Because really, ladies and gentlemen, the kind of life that God wants us to live on this earth, it's a life of measured pressure and measured risk. So too much of risk, you know, taking a step that is very radical, you know, thinking about something that is very radical, that is not the norm, that is not the usual way that people think, the usual way that people do housewife, usual way that people do church, usual way that people lead their life, usual way that black people lead their life. If you want to live a life of risk, you will find yourself quite alone, you know.
So was here abrabo na ya risk ni kire se eye se se dia dada obi abo ne bra se wo ye teacher ni se dia dada teacher for bo mo bra da bia teacher for omunisika wo no wo nka sa se dia housewife for da bia wo bo ofie wo se dia obeba wo bra se dia wo bia ye na sori po wo dia na be ye soronko eni ti sa abrabo na risk wo mi abrabo a wo kwatra dia dada wo bia ye.
If you want to be normal, God bless you. Now that is all the kingdom life. If you must lead the kingdom life, then you must have measured pressure and a measured risk. I use the word measured because too much risk is not good. But you need to take some risk in life. Ladies and gentlemen, those who take risk and then they fail, in the sight of God, they are better off than those who don't venture anything, who don't risk into other areas, and they are there because they don't want trouble. They don't want to look like they have failed. They want to have just a normal, peaceful life. Everybody, after all, they eat and then they drink, they drive and then they die and go, you know. Those who want to live a life, you know, of everything is just me, my wife, and my children. Ladies and gentlemen, those people, they have a cozy life. They don't have any ruffles anywhere. Nobody talks bad about them. Nobody points fingers at them. There are people in this life like that. Those people who are like that, they are, should I say, not that acceptable in the sight of God than those who take the risk, who venture, you know, and maybe in the course of it, they fail.
Hey, hallelujah! Wasi, one mamu ba dada brabo, wa sorry, wa didi, wa kwejuma wa ba wa beda, wa sorry, wa didi, wa kwejuma ba wa beda, eye. Ne mom se wo yobia, wo pesa wo kotra dia dada wo bia ye na. Wa sorry, wa didi anaju we jina wo na so bompa yesu ya dia san wada. Na wa ko wani ma no paso aye bibi surunka cho bia dia akasem bia kire obi. Wo nya dia dada wo bia ne po. Se wo sha se se wo yobibi na se anko ye aman wa. Wo yesi wo bia da brabo na ye dada she en han na brabo mu. Enti ebe ye, se wo be ye bibi surunko a obi anya bi. Na wa ti, ni akase we feli eno ye. Se wo dia wa brabo.
There are many people who have buried their talents. Because they just want to do one thing. They don't want any pressure on their lives. You know, they don't want to research anything. There are many people who cannot handle pressure. They cannot handle the pressure of their spiritual gifts and their natural gifts. They cannot handle the pressure of their major calling and their minor calling. They do one and neglect the other. They are outstanding in one and they are mediocre in the other. They can cope with only one source of income, or maybe two sources of income, because they don't want any pressure on them. But ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you today that especially those of us in this part of the world, we are good at it already. We should not only be multi in our languages, but we must be multi in our lifestyles. You know, because the average dark-skinned person can speak at least two languages very well. Yeah, and some of you are multilocals. You can speak a whole lot of languages.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
But you know what? God doesn't want us to limit. That's the sad aspect of it. Don't limit your abilities to just language. The fact that you can speak more than one language, at least the average African can speak English or French very well, and then the local dialect. Elsewhere, they cannot speak any language apart from only one language. Maybe I should tell you that hallelujah. One of the reasons why, when the Holy Ghost came upon the 120, there was cloven tongues. The word cloven, read it anywhere, turn it upside down anywhere, it means divided tongues. In other words, the fire that came on them was not a one-plug fire, was not a one-way fire. God divided the fire. Cloven tongues came upon them. That means that they became a multi-people. The Holy Ghost is going to empower you not to be just one plug and do spiritual very well, and the other natural body that He has given you, the natural thing, you cannot do well. No, it's not like that. He empowers us to be good spiritually and to be good naturally. He empowers us to be good men of God and to be good humane people also. Language is talking about culture. The best representative of a culture is the language that is spoken. Cloven tongues of fire is talking about the fact that the Holy Ghost empowers us to live in two different cultures altogether, to speak two different languages, two different way of existing altogether. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are not all spiritual, neither are we all physical. We are both.
What a word. Oh, see, when you miss some quankron about Susetta Cremano, one more to me some when you know my Huro Bebre and Fanya Juma. Now, when you know one can't say a Susumuquan cannot what you hear me. And as a way of Honamonquan, way of Honam, and I was Susumuum, what Patcher said, and was saying to me and your mammy and Nina, what Pencronara.
We have to learn the kingdom lifestyle of multitasking. You know, sometimes when we read things like this one thing I do, forgetting the past and all that, we tend to, you know, sometimes you don't know, but we tend to think that it means that you must do only one thing, because Paul said, one thing I do. Please, the person who said one thing I do, do you know what he was doing in his life? You know, one thing at a time, one day at a time. Is it, the song is nice, but sometimes we, in order to justify our own religious lifestyle, we tend to bend some things to mean that don't be eternity minded, be blind to the kingdom future, and just live your life, don't have plan in your life. You know, such weird demonic doctrines like that, doctrines of devils. Paul, who said one thing I do, forgetting the past, he was just talking about a principle of forgetting the past, whether he is a tent maker and he was a contractor, I hope you know that, whether he was a scholar and he learned at the best school during the time, I mean, people even believe that he was a lawyer, of course he was a Pharisee, those people were good with the law, the Torah, you understand that, they can recite it upside down, that is what qualifies you to be a Pharisee. He was a writer, he wrote copiously, he was a preacher, he was a teacher, I mean, he was a prophet, he was what, an apostle. Paul was a multitasked person. That means that whether if you are a preacher, one thing, if you are what?
A lawyer,
one thing, if you are
a prophet,
one thing. That's right. You know, it's not saying that in your life do only one thing. Ladies and gentlemen, when God saved you, you know, there are many people, especially in this part of the world, who take one thing and they don't do any other thing. But I said that we are equipped to multitask, to do more than one thing. That is why you can speak more languages. Let us translate it into our practical life, where you can speak a business language and you can speak in tongues as well. Where you can preach a kingdom sermon and you can talk economics as well. Where you can talk, you can branch out, ladies and gentlemen. That is the kingdom lifestyle of the highway.
You
know, nature even teaches us that God wants us to multitask. Because God himself is so complex. In fact, he's so complex that anything he does is not simple. You take one thing that God created, and it is so complicated. You look at it, you see that, hey, this thing is not simple. It looks like simple, a leaf. It looks like simple, maybe a nose. It looks like simple, maybe one head. But it is not simple at all. God is so wonderful that whatever he does, it makes people wonder. They get surprised. When God is building, he doesn't build a simple entity. Whatever he does, it becomes a wonder of the world. It becomes something that mesmerizes mankind, it becomes a mystery that mankind might study and learn. God is not that simple. He gave you a spirit and a soul and a body and released you into this world for you to know that your life is not that simple. It's not all spiritual. It's not all soul made up of the world, the mind, and the emotion. It has also got a body, and the body alone is complex. He's telling you that there are three main things that you have to manage. Manage your spirit, manage your soul, manage your body. You must be good in all three areas.
Hallelujah. Onyamia body akrehu, wo de fedua wonyamia bo asi ho. Wo behwe na nhwire mebre aba ho ana sa ahaban. Ahaban kra wo te ba ko a, etumi sa yare abae nwatwe. Ye wonim tri wo punu aye wadro, wo nua na wonum aye wadro, wo tete kra na utimi kakra aye wadro, je na utwa na wo da ho aye wadro, wo de aduane aye wadro. Ani ti ade ba ko kra wonyamia bo no nya nyoma bebre wo. Edua wa bo, wo nya table wo, wo nya pulpit wo, wo nya bibia wo. Ani ti onyame ka kire wo se, ono bo wo so de nyoma miensa na bo. Wusunsum wokra ani woni padua ani te wo hwa wusunsum no hwa wokra no so na hwa woni padua no so e ma wani kosunsum kwa na nja nkaya no wo hoda bi wa ya wo se wo betumi akika wo enu nyina abom na wa bo bra na wa boni.
Manage your finances.
Wusika ni hwani ye.
Manage your marriage.
Wa wa ni hwani ye.
Manage your ministry.
Wa juma nya mede ama
ye. Manage your children.
Wo ma hwa wo mu ye.
Manage your in-laws.
Wa sinum hwa wo mu ye.
Manage the church.
Aso ni hwani ye.
Manage your mind.
Hwa wa
manage your emotions. Manage your will. Manage your legs. Manage your head. Manage your stomach. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not that simple. You must be outstanding in all. Because God equips you so that you can do whatever thing he has granted you to do. Hallelujah. That is why when we get born again, God never takes our natural talent away from us. Some people think that God is going to judge you only on the spiritual. No, whatever thing he has given unto you, including your money, you are going to give an account for it. You are going to give an account for the things done in this body. Even to idle words. That should tell us something. That we must learn to multitask. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must learn to cope with the pressure of doing more than one thing. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That is how to enjoy kingdom life.
When you acquire
of heaven, of the spiritual, on this physical earth. That is how to taste kingdom life now. You must learn to cope with pressure in order for you to enjoy the kingdom table. You must be able to handle the highway speed and traffic of a spiritual and secular life at the same time. Of being a king and a priest at the same time. The Bible says in Revelation 1:6 that God has made us through the blood of Jesus, we have been made, past tense. Made. Revelations 1:6, made. It didn't say through the blood, he will make you a king in future when he comes as the King of Kings. And has made us. Not he will make us. Who are you? In Jesus, you have something. You have already been made. a king and a priest to God and his Father. To him be the glory and the dominion.
You came from heaven to earth.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.